A new book explores how scientists backed by big money are trying to extend human life indefinitely. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll spoke with Chip Walter, the Pittsburgh-based author of Immortality, Inc., Renegade Science, Silicon Valley Billions, and The Quest to Live Forever.
Chip, how did we go from our long fascination with anti-aging schemes, wrinkle creams, special diets and things like that, to trying to, as you put it, cure death?
I think that one of the reasons was because of a futurist and engineer named Ray Kurzweil. Kurzweil's been around a while, but he was one of the first people to be able to credibly argue that we really don't have to die from aging. We may die of other things, but we don't have to grow old and just kind of clatter away. His books, his other work about accelerating technologies really began to influence other people that were important inside of Silicon Valley.
Isn't the idea that we might live 200 to 300 years, let alone forever, still kind of fringe science at this point?
This is a paradigm shift that people don't see yet. Truthfully, when I started work on it, I thought this is crazy. But by the time I got through it all and saw the science, I came to the conclusion, my God, they're going to pull it off.
As of today, what are the major scientific challenges facing these efforts?
Well, the biggest problem is that we are kind of built to age. And there's an evolutionary reason for that. The underlying genetics of why we age is really at the heart of this. And if you can figure out why we age, and there are other animals in the world that don't seem to age, then can we figure out a way to simply stop aging and also turn the clock back so that you can not only live as long as you currently are living, but actually get younger?
This is an incredibly complex problem, as you acknowledge in the book. What does make you think that they can pull it off?
Well, I think one of the things that's happening is the information that we're gathering about the genome is very important. Also, the acceleration of computer science. So we're just gathering way more information way faster, and we're developing much more intelligent algorithms and machines that can figure out these incredibly complex interactions that are happening at the molecular level.
Are there reasons for concern about unintended consequences of this kind of research or these kind of efforts, side effects of trying to extend human life indefinitely?
Yeah, and that comes up all the time. I mean, one of the first things that people say to me whenever I talk to them about this is, well, oh my God, what are we going to do with all these people? You know, it's a legitimate question. I don't know that there's a solution. I mean, any more than there was a solution whenever we started creating cars, you know, or cell phones. I mean, the truth is every technology is double-edged. They can be used for good or for ill. But if someone walked up to you and said, I could help you live pretty much as long as you want and you will be healthy, do you want to die instead? So what we really need to be thinking about as a society is, how are we going to handle this? Because I do believe it's going to happen, and I think it's going to begin to happen, you know, in the next 5 years.
There's also questions that people have raised about sort of the ethics of this. I mean, obviously, you talk about the vast amounts of money that are being poured into this in a world where there's a lot of other really pressing problems. Some would argue much bigger problems like global warming, like income inequality. Is there an argument for, you know, saying, hey, maybe this is not the best way to spend our resources at this very moment?
What happens is there's a need that's out there. You have a whole huge generation of baby boomers who are facing their mortality right now. So you have a lot of people out there that are in positions where they can begin to question those things. And they are questioning those things. And they have the resources. We can debate whether or not that's the best use of our resources. But the truth is, the resources are being used and they're moving forward. And I think there's a huge need for it. So I think it's going to happen.
That was 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll talking with Chip Walter, author of Immortality, Inc. Walter speaks January 16th at Carnegie Library in Oakland.